Can we hear nominations for secretary?
This is Pete Bramson. I'd like to nominate Carol Spooner again. I've had the privilege of working closely with Carol for the last couple of years. Her dedication, her organization skills, her ability to coalesce, communicate, and deal with many, many factions, many different areas of not only the community, but individuals on the previous board are excellent. I think the ownership, at least in the secretary position, could be well completed by Carol Spooner. She's very well organized and communicates effectively. So I would nominate Carol Spooner for secretary of the board.
Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, are there any questions or comments that people want to raise now? Okay, hearing none, then let's do again a quick roll call vote. Teresa Allen?
Carol Spooner.
Yes. Marion Barry?
Carol Spooner.
Pete Bramson?
Carol.
Janice K. Ryan?
Carol Spooner.
James Ferguson?
Carol Spooner.
David Furtick.
Carol Spooner.
Barney Goodman.
Carol Spooner.
Dick Gregory.
Carol Spooner.
Wendell Johns.
Carol Spooner.
Ray LaForest.
Carol Spooner.
Bert Lee.
Carol Spooner.
Rob Robinson.
Carol Spooner.
Sorry, Rob. Carol Spooner.
Carol Spooner.
And Jabari Zakia.
Carol.
And I also cast a vote for Carol. So that's all 15, I believe. Okay, congratulations, Carol.
Thank you.
And then the third officer for the interim board is treasurer. And nominations are now open for treasurer.
Marion Barry, I'd like to nominate one of the Johns.
Okay, that was Marion Barry?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And any other nominations?
Yes, this is David Furtick. I would like to nominate Jabari Zakia. As I said earlier, and I'm very glad that you all got on, by the way. I'm outraged that AT&T or whoever screwed that up. I'm really relieved you're all here. The nomination of Jabari Zakia is done with strong awareness of the changes that Wendell Johns brought to the role of treasurer these past few months, and it was a great appreciation for that breath of fresh air that he brought in. However, I feel that with the new officers, the new board that we have, having spoken with Jabari Zakia, I feel that he would bring an additional and, I think, slightly fresher perspective and, frankly, an enormous amount of time. I've spoken with Jabari extensively. He's a technical guy. He's systems-oriented. He's detail-oriented, no less, of course, than Wendell. His experience with governmental and regulatory matters, both in NASA for 15 years and as a business owner himself, manager, and member of various boards, both nonprofit and otherwise, he really understands what needs to happen, and he has promised to me that he would put the time in, the enormous amount of time in, to not only bring together the teams, talented people with experience both within and without of on the board, including Wendell and everyone else, but also to bring together his technical knowledge relative to systems of communication so that there will be greater and more immediate accountability relative to the fundraising and financial issues and the organizational issues that must be dealt with by the treasurer. And on that basis, I enthusiastically endorse and nominate Jabari Zakia for treasurer.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
I'm sorry, and I meant to note, as I said earlier, a further qualification that, like myself, Mr. Zakia has weathered the Washington, D.C. public schools and has nonetheless made a success of himself, and that, I think, speaks highly of his independent skill.
Okay. Are there comments or questions?
Marion, I'd like to speak to the nomination of Wendell Johns.
Yes, please.
First of all, Wendell has the technical and professional ability to do this job in terms of his own professional training. He's also has, in the short time that he's had the job as treasurer, has really put a lot of energy and time into this situation, trying to uncover all the other kind of things that we didn't know about and financially, demanding accountability. And this is a job that ideology doesn't play any part. It's just whether or not you have the ability to to oversee the finances and assets of the foundation for the board. And quite frankly, even though we would like to not think about it this way, but there are three constituencies on this board in terms of the minority group from the previous board, the lab representatives, and the five of us from the majority group. And so far, we've done very well with Leslie Kagan coming from the minority group, Carol Spooner from the labs, and it seems to me that outside of his professional qualifications, just politically, we ought to do that. So that way, we'll have a well-rounded group of officers, three officers representing their professional abilities to do the job.
Okay. Are there
offense to our local lab member from D.C.
Yes. Are there other comments or questions for either of the two nominees?
Yes, this is Carol Spooner.
Yes.
And I would like to second Jabari's nomination, although no second is required, but also to speak strongly for collaboration and for a good working relationship between Wendell if Jabari is elected and Wendell in communication and transferring all the information that Wendell has been working so hard to gather. I think that it's exceedingly important that this new board make certain that all board members are fully informed and that all financial questions are answered promptly, and that we make certain that every board member is getting all the information we need to make informed decisions about going forward. And I hope that Jabari and Wendell will work closely together during this transition period.
Okay, are there other comments?
Mary Barry, let me add one other point.
One to Wendell Johns to endorsing his nomination, but I would just like to speak to, I think that was Carol Spooner who just spoke, to say that I hope that Zakai would be very, very, if Wendell Johns were elected, that he would assist in any way that he possibly could. I think Wendell brings a dimension and depth in terms of knowing and having been involved with the numbers that I think is both crucial and very important at this particular time. So I would just like to endorse, though an endorsement isn't necessary, Wendell Johns, and say that I hope that Zakai would also work with him, and even we elect an assistant treasurer. I think that would be fine, as far as I'm concerned, and to give Wendell some assistance, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Okay.
Wendell, this is Teresa. You have been serving as the treasurer. Would you like to say what people have helped you most, or just a few words about the experience that you've gone through so far? Because we've had huge expenses for attorneys and public relations firms, and you must have seen some interesting things in your past experience. I'd like to hear just a little bit of words from you about that experience.
Wendell, Marion Barry, can you talk about your professional experience too, so other members can know what you
mean? Marion, before you got on the phone, I had gone through that. Because of time, I don't want to reiterate that with you. I think we have to understand that I became treasurer in name when there was nobody else to do the job.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as my experience with what's going on thus far, has been focused on a couple of things. One is to get the records closed so that we can come up with information that can be disclosed to the board. And then secondly, filling in some gaps to try to protect the assets of Pacifica from unauthorized use of our dollars and our bank accounts. That's pretty much been the focus. And as far as really having a lot of answers about what the numbers mean and this, that, and the other, no. My plan is to share those numbers with all of you so that we can all discover what's behind them and how they came to be. So, really, I'm looking for answers just like you are. And I know that I can present that information to you in a cogent and informational form, assuming we're able to move forward and take the various steps that have already been put into place.
Okay. Are there other comments?
Mary Barry again. Let me just add one other thing to my comment. In that we only have 15 months, as you pointed out, to try to get a lot of work done. And no offense to Zakiya, but Wendell will hit the ground running. He has looked at these things. He knows some of the intricacies of it and the ins and outs and some of the skeletons that's in the closet. And they just, well, I think, advanced the foundation much faster. Not to say that Zakiya couldn't do the job, but that I think Wendell will hit the ground running.
Okay, Ray.
Yes. For those of us who are new, Mr. Jones, can you tell us how long you serve as treasurer?
That's a good question. Probably since the last board of directors meeting.
I think it was mid-September. I think it was mid-September when we voted on Wendell Johns taking.
All right, September. So it's been since September.
I see. Okay, that's not very long.
No, it's not been very long.
Okay.
Can we take the vote?
Yes,
I have one more question.
Yes,
since we heard from Mr. Jones as to what his qualifications were, does Zachary feel that there's something he wants to add to influence the vote either way as to why we should vote for him?
Can we take the vote now?
Well, there was a request to see if Jabari would like to just offer a few comments.
Okay. Just a quick rundown on my background. I have a master's. I have a B.S. and master's degree in electrical engineering. My B.S. degree from Cornell University and my master's degree in electrical engineering from Georgia Tech. I worked 15 years at Goddard, NASA Goddard Space Flight Center up in Greenbelt, Maryland. I have also served on my past condominium board, association board of directors. I have extensive background in making large contracts, evaluating contracts, dealing with budgets and so forth while in the government and also on the condominium board. And I have a vision to put policies and technical systems in order so that we have basically instantaneous knowledge and access to all financial information. I think that can be easily done and should be done. We should know exactly how much, what kind of pledge numbers we have, what kind of monies are being collected through pledge processes, and other things like that. All contracts should be monitored and centralized. I want to see a central bookkeeping facility so that all the stations' financial picture is monitored and brought through a central processor so that the board can have instantaneous access and knowledge of the financial picture of all the different stations themselves. These are the kind of things I want to put in place, plus standard operating procedures for dealing with money, contracts, and so forth. I think those are the kind of things that any modern organization needs to have, and once we can get this thing straight, a lot of these questions about who did what, when, where just evaporate, because everything will be transparent, open, and will be monitored on a virtually day-to-day basis. And that's what I want to bring. As far as also all the information that we will be uncovering, we will make public. I want to see public accountability and public acknowledgement of all the different types of information we have. I think as we go along, we can have up-to-date on what we find out at various stages and basically find out where money is, how much we owe, how we can bring the financial situation into a more positive situation, and to put a plan into place to have a fully sustaining financial picture for the foundation in the future so that we won't go into these problems or can lessen the possibility of getting into these kind of problems again.
Okay. I would like to move this if we can.
This is Bertram Lee. I have another comment I'd like to make. I'd like to ask Jabari, could you work with someone else if Wendell Johns were elected treasurer, could you work with him to achieve those same objectives that you're talking about?
I would encourage Wendell to work with me. I would encourage everybody at whatever level they would feel comfortable with.
Work with someone else.
I would work with anyone who
would. Okay, that's all I need to know.
Yeah.
That's all I need.
Call the question. This
okay.
is Teresa Allen. I call the question.
Thank you. Okay, so let's move to a roll call vote then. Teresa Allen.
Jabari.
Marion Barry.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
Marion Barry.
Senator John.
Okay, thank you. Pete Bramson.
Jabari.
Jen is Kay Bryant.
Jabari Zakia.
James Ferguson.
Wendell Jones.
David Furtick.
Jabari.
Barney Goodman.
Wendell Johns.
Dick Gregory.
Wendell Johns.
Wendell Johns.
Wendell Johns.
Ray LaForest.
Jabari.
Bert Lee.
Wendell Johns.
Okay. Rob Robinson.
Jabari Zakia.
Carol Spooner.
Jabari Zakia.
And Jabari.
Myself.
Okay, and I will also cast my vote for Jabari. So according to my tally, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 for Jabari, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 for Johns. And my understanding is that that carries it then, and so Jabari Zakia, it will be the treasurer of the interim board. And thank you to Wendell for your work, and I'm very hopeful that Wendell will work very closely with Jabari on, you know, moving these financial issues along. What I would like to do then is suggest several other items for this agenda. I know it's already a little past one here in New York. For the next agenda item, I'd like to consider the date and place of a full weekend-long board meeting where we all sit in the same room together, an open meeting, and go through many of the pressing items facing this foundation. After that, to the item of setting up a committee to begin the search for the new executive director. Following that, there are several other items that hopefully we can attend to today. One is setting up, listed in the settlement agreement under the hot issues, to establish the committee to deal with the many issues related to WBAI. Following that, an update on the situation with Democracy Now! And a recommendation on how we can move forward on that. A proposal that will be following that, a proposal on lifting the, quote, gag rule. And then finally, a proposal on the status of the litigation lawyers for the foundation. Are there other items that people would like us to attend to during this meeting today?
This is Bertram Lee, and I would like to see us not deal with the issue of WBAI, the issue of Democracy Now!, the issue of the gag rule, and I think the other one, I don't know what you're talking about as it relates to the lawyers. And so I'm not clear on that one. But those three items I just mentioned, I think one would take more time than we have here today to go through and to bring to any conclusion that would be to, I think, I would hope, to everyone's satisfaction. And I think they should be the first items when we have a face-to-face meeting. So I would strongly support, number one, moving forward as it relates to trying to set up the face-to-face meeting and when that can happen, and hopefully we can get a consensus that everyone feels comfortable with and a date that one feels comfortable with that. I do feel, however, that the executive director's position, that if people have suggestions or potential nominations, that we could perhaps put those in nomination today.
Okay, let us just quickly see on the agenda. I put forth an agenda that would include six items. Bert Lee is suggesting that we only deal with two of those items now.
No, I think I dealt with more than two.
I'm sorry, I thought you said the date and place of the next meeting and the executive director, sir.
And the last item, the one on the lawyers, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I missed that. Okay, so Bert Lee is suggesting three items, and I was suggesting an agenda with six items. I just want to see if there are other comments on the agenda question.
This is Pete.
Yes.
Certainly, knowing that there had not been a time other than the beginning time set for this conference call or this first meeting, I'm certainly committed to take whatever time it takes to go through whatever it decides to be an agenda. But I just want to be clear that certainly I and potentially others am available for an extensive meeting today.
Okay, I think that, in thinking about all of the issues before this foundation, My recommendation was to pull out what I thought were some of the most immediately pressing issues to see if we could get a process begun on these, and not necessarily resolve every single issue before this foundation today. Obviously, we can't do that, even if we were in a full, you know, weekend meeting. But to try and get us literally, you know, up and running as quickly as possible. I think that if we could move through these items, we will not have to have a very, very long meeting today. But it will take, you know, take another hour, hour and a quarter, I think, to move through this, the rest
Leslie?
Of the agenda.
And Marion.
Leslie, this is James Ferguson.
Yes, James. We hear from James and then Marion.
This is run by Robert's Rules, this meeting.
Yes.
Okay. Who is the parliamentarian?
I'm sorry, we actually have not named a parliamentarian yet, and we will have to do that for our next meeting.
Well, can I move that, in fact, we do have a permanent objective parliamentarian?
Yes.
For our next meeting. Someone outside the scope of this body.
That, is there any objection to that?
Well, this is Pete. Can I have, and I guess I'm asking James, forgive me, can you explain yourself in how you, what your vision is on how the parliamentarian would interact with the full board and chair?
Well, I found that in the, I guess, couple of meetings that I've been involved with in the past, there were questions as to how the body was to, the rules were to work for this body. And there was a lot of confusion as to how those rules should function. Robert's rules are very clear. I don't think we all know Robert's rules, and thus we need an expert who is not tied to the politics of this board, who can give us clear guidelines as to how Robert's rules are supposed to work. So, in response to your question, your inquiry,
right.
I'm just concerned that we need to, you know, we have rules. We say that we're going to follow Robert's rules. Then there should be no question about having an objective parliamentarian outside of the scope of this body who can give us insight if we have questions about the parliamentary procedure.
This is Bird Lee. I endorse that.
Okay, this is Janice K. Bryant. Is this someone that would be a paid employee? I'm not quite sure how this would work.
I guess it, no more than us paying AT&T for this call. I mean, if in fact it requires someone outside the scope who we would have to pay, then so be it. But if paying someone means fairness and correctness, then yes, I would assume we would have to pay somebody.
Well, I have as much sense of humor as anybody else, and I don't find it quite funny when we talk about spending money now, because we are in serious dire.
I'm not laughing at any point.
Can I just suggest that we would do our best to see if somebody could volunteer their services?
Yeah, well, I'm sure we can find somebody to volunteer their services.
Is there any objection to us securing the services of a parliamentarian? Our first, ideally, our first choice would be to get somebody on a volunteer basis.
Sure.
And if not, that we would, watch the fees. So we would not pay exorbitant fees, but we might have to pay some money for a parliamentarian.
No, I think it might be a good discipline for us and give everybody a measure of comfort.
Right.
This is Rob Robinson.
This is Carol Spooner, and I also agree. I think that help with parliamentary matters will smooth things along and be actually a very positive development.
This is Dave Ferg. I agree. I think this is hopefully going to become more process-oriented. This is a good idea.
Okay, thanks. Again, can I just, I think there's agreement on this. Is there anybody that does not agree with this?
Nope.
Hearing no objection. Then I will accept that as the sense of this body, the will of this body, that we move toward, for the next meeting, have a parliamentarian in place.
Can we have the yeas and nays?
Sure, we can. We'll do a quick roll call on it again. Teresa Allen?
Yay.
Marion Barry?
Yay.
Pete Branson?
Yes.
Janice Bryant?
Staying.
James Ferguson?
Yes.
David Furtick?
Yes.
Barney Goodman?
Yes.
Dick Gregory?
Yes.
Wendell Johns?
Yes.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bert Lee?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Carol Spooner?
Yes.
And Jabari Zakiya?
Yes.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, yes. So I believe that is 14 yes and one abstention. Okay, so can we move back then to the agenda?
Leslie, are you proposing to set up a committee to deal with the BAI?
Yes.
And a committee to deal with Amy Goodman's situation?
Yes, there's an update on that I can report on, and the recommendation to set up a committee, yes.
Okay, all right.
So can I, there are two sort of concepts or ideas put out about the rest of the agenda for today. One was an agenda that would include six items, that setting the date and place for the next meeting, setting up the committee to begin the process of the executive director search and hiring, the committee to deal with the BAI situation, an update on Democracy Now and setting up that process, some discussion about the gag rule. I think there's a proposal around lifting the gag rule. And then finally...
Are you proposing we vote on something today?
Yes.
Well, I'm opposed to that.
Well, then let us at least hear those items, and if people... don't want to take a vote, we can decide as a group whether or not to vote.
On the executive directorship, I thought that was the next item to come up.
The next item is setting the date and place of the full meeting.
Well, let's move
on. Why don't we move on to that? Okay? I would like to propose that the next meeting, that is the full sit-down, all in the same room, weekend-long meeting, be scheduled for New York City the weekend of January 11th, which is Friday, through Sunday, January 13th, with the idea of beginning Friday evening, probably sometime that possibly having dinner together on Friday, but beginning the business 6:30 or 7 in the evening, meeting a full day on Saturday, and ending by 1 or 2 on Sunday afternoon so people can travel home. That is my proposal to bring the next meeting to New York City.
Where would you like to have it, Reverend?
Well, the staff and I can do some work on getting the exact location. We know that in the past what we have done is to try and get space at a hotel where we get the rooms for the board, as well as for the managers who are coming in from the five stations, and any other, you know, national staff that needs to be brought in for the meeting, that make the room arrangements, and with that get a package to get the meeting space. But I'm sure that we could find adequate, comfortable space for people to stay and to meet in.
Leslie, this is James Ferguson.
Yes.
I certainly understand the urgency of us meeting as quickly as possible. But could I advise, or would it be inappropriate for me to advise that we project a month from now as opposed to 2 weeks from now? I think all of our schedules, and perhaps there have been meetings in advance of this meeting as to this date, but I think if we gave it a month, today is what, the 29th?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have a calendar before me, but I'm assuming that a month would give us more time not only to clear our schedules, but also to for you to put together a package for us once we get to New York or wherever we're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Can we separate out the question of place and then date? Let's see if we have agreement on the next meeting being in New York, and then we'll come back to the date question. Is there any opposition to the meeting being in New York?
This is Bertram Lee, not opposition, but I would like to offer Washington, D.C. as the national headquarters for Pacifica, which would make available any records or any things that we might need to get a hold of. And that I also think that I could, and work with some other members on this call, who would be able to perhaps get some hotel space at a much reduced rate if held here in D.C.
Okay, so there are two suggestions on the floor. One is New York City, the other is Washington, D.C. Are there other comments on the location? If not, we could do a roll call vote on which city people prefer.
This is Pete. Just a quick comment. I think that there is a ongoing commitment from the National Board in its previous constituency and its existing, to make sure that we go into our various signal areas, and I think we need to show our commitment by not having the meeting in the D.C. area, as the last two or three have been occurring there?
Well, this is Bert Lee, and I speak quite oppositely to that. We had our last meeting in Houston to show that. I'm not opposed to, and I believe we should have them all across. I just think that this first meeting would be very, very helpful to be held here in Washington, D.C., for a variety of reasons, especially since this is the national office. I'm not opposed, and I would love to have the meetings across the country in all of the signal locations. So that's not the issue here at all. But I do feel that I think it is time to have it here in Washington, D.C. And as I said, I would be prepared, and I can work with others in trying to make that, if it were held here, to make it as inexpensively as possible for board members and for others who would be coming.
This is Dave Burgess, I first of all should note that indeed the last meeting was in Crystal City outside of Washington, of course, and I do agree that New York is really overdue. It may be more difficult logistically in some degrees, but we need to spread it around. I'm looking forward to meetings in all the signal areas, and New York is next.
Can we move to a vote on this?
I call the question. This is Carol Spooner.
Okay, thank you. So, again, we'll just do a roll call vote, and people should indicate Washington or New York. Okay, Teresa Allen.
New York.
Marion Barry.
Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Pete Bramson.
New York.
Janice K. Bryant.
New York.
James Ferguson.
D.C.
David Furtzig.
New York City.
Barney Goodman.
New York.
Dick Gregory.
D.C.
Wendell Johns.
D.C.
Ray LaForest.
New York.
Bert Lee.
D.C.
Rob Robinson.
New York.
Carol Spooner.
New York.
Jabari Zakia.
New York.
And myself, Leslie Kagan, New York. What I count here is 10 for New York, 4 for Washington, and 1 abstention, so I believe that carries.
Excuse me, who abstained?
Marion Barry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so on the dates, again, there are two proposals that I've heard. One is the one I put forth for January 11th, 13th, and then the second proposal from James Ferguson to do it. I don't have the exact date, but a month from now. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so I don't know what the exact dates of that would be, but at the very end of January, I assume that means.
Excuse me, Leslie. This is Marion Dubois. I'd just like to express one concern about the 11th to the 13th.
Yes.
Finding a location first and then booking airline tickets within the next 3 days when we return to work might be difficult.
Okay. We hear that.
You tried it?
Okay.
I'm
sorry, Mr. Lee?
Janice, actually, I think, wants to say something here.
This is Janice Bryant. I understand about scheduling, and I know that it may pose some creative organization on the administrator's part, but the computer is there, and so let's hope you can deal with cheap tickets or something. But meanwhile, once again, we have this 15 months, and we really don't have time to linger. I think that we need to get this next meeting in place where we do see each other so we can get this ball rolling.
Leslie?
Yes.
Who's this speaking?
This is James Ferguson. We really do. I mean, there was a question about the cost of a parliamentarian not long ago when I posed the position. Now we're taking the position that we will pay whatever it costs to move people. Of course, we're going to be moving people at a premium without in advance for air flight. So we do
and
have
hotel
to...
Hotel in New York, James.
Pardon me?
Hotels in New York are going to be expensive also for 2 weeks.
No? Hotels are going to be extremely expensive.
Although, actually, just if I might intervene here, the costs at hotels are very down these days.
Well,
they're recuperating from the World Trade.
But they were much higher than anywhere else in the world. So, but in any event, I really think that the reason why I said a month, it could be 3 weeks, but the reason why I said a month is because I know that the planes, the cost of flight is going to be extremely expensive. And so certainly I'll work with every time you want to work with.
The 11th through the 13th is very close, though. And for me, it creates a problem. Obviously, like I said, if folks have already made this decision, then that's another thing. But in terms of...
If they have made the decision, we're just talking about
it. No, we're making the decision now. We're talking about it, and then we'll vote on it, and we'll see what people want to do.
So I really believe that we do need the advance time to make solid, inexpensive reservations and to set up this piece.
Because I think that the month is too long. We only have 15 months. Mm-hmm. And maybe the next weekend after the 11th, which would be the 18th.
Yeah, I believe the weekend after the 11th would be Friday the 17th, Saturday the 18th, and Sunday the 19th.
I would suggest we do that. That gives us a chance to get advanced fare, I guess.
I think that's better than 2 weeks from now.
This is David Furtick. I'm looking forward to doing this as soon as possible. One problem with the weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th is that the 21st, apparently, in New York, is going to be the day upon which Martin Luther King Jr.'s holiday will be celebrated. A lot of us, I should imagine, I know I do, have commitments relative to events that weekend. Furthermore, I did check because I was looking at whether or not this would be soon, too soon to get good flights. United Airlines, for example, it's a 7-day advance notice. There's no need for 14-day. And I can get an inexpensive flight out here. And I think that certainly all of us should try to help in whatever way we can to defray the cost. But I think it's so urgent that we get together, meet each other. The difficulties we've had so far speaks of a certain difficulty of communication we need to address immediately. And if we, I don't think we can do it on the weekend of the 19th because of the Martin Luther King celebrations. I think it would be difficult. And thus we would end up having to wait yet another week. And I don't think that Pacifica can afford to wait that long. There's a lot of very important pressing issues I think we should.
Most people can leave Sunday afternoon, though, going back to where they're going.
Okay, folks, can I suggest that the dates that have been put out are the weekend of the 11th to 13th or the weekend of the 17th to 19th? Unless there's some pressing new piece of information, could we just move to a vote on this? Would that be okay?
This is Bertram Lee. I don't know if this is pressing or new. You call it what you want. But I think that you need to talk about the cost of doing it in New York versus having it somewhere else. And I think that you could do it much less expensively having it in Washington, D.C., than you can in New York City.
Yeah, this is Vela Forrest. I maybe it's presumptuous of me, but I believe there are 7 board members who live in the Washington, D.C. area, and maybe there's a comfortable train ride to New York. Correct me if I'm wrong. Also, we have extensive labor contacts here, and we can have many facilities available to us that would make it both easier to function and less costly.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying doing it in New York?
I'm saying if we did it in New York, I'm assuming that the 7 members coming from the Washington, D.C. area could travel by train, if it's not presumptuous of me, and that certainly would keep the cost down.
That isn't the cost. That's one cost. Then you have the cost of the hotel rooms, which I think you could get much less expensively here in Washington, D.C. than you can in the New York area.
This is Pete. I just wanted to be clear. I think we're not talking about the time now. We're talking about the cost. And I think this conversation may get bogged down in this. We've certainly spent enough money to this point with legal fees, et cetera. I think we need to be clear. There are going to be certain costs no matter where we have meetings. I support having a meeting in New York, and I'd like to call the question.
Well, that's your opinion, and I say that important to talk about the cost.
We already voted on the location. The meeting will be in New York. What we're going on now is the date. The date of either January 11th to 13th or 17th to 19th, and
18th.
I would like to
18th to 20th.
Oh, sorry. Okay, got that wrong. So I would like to call this question. I'd like to take the vote on this, and again, just do by roll call, and people should indicate January 11th to 13th or January 18th to 20th, what your preference is. Okay. So Teresa Allen.
11th.
Marion Barry.
18th.
Pete Bramson.
11th.
Janice Bryant.
11th.
James Ferguson.
18th.
Who's next? David Furtick.
11th.
Barney Goodman.
11th.
Dick Gregory.
18th.
Wendell Johns.
Either one.
Okay. I wanted to say that too.
Okay, one for either. Ray LaForest.
The 11.
That's why we need a parliamentarian, how to count that vote. Bert Lee.
I join Wendell.
Okay, either. Okay, Rob Robinson.
The 11th.
Carol Spooner.
The 11th.
Jabari Zakia.
The 11th.
And myself, also the 11th. So I count, if I got this right,
this
9.
Teresa, I'd like to add mine to either one. Or does that...
That doesn't help.
Before Teresa said that, I had 9 for the 11.
Yeah, this is Bert Lee. This is Bert Lee. Can I change my vote?
So, yes, okay.
I would like to abstain from the whole thing, yes.
Okay. So, we have 9 for the weekend of the 11th to 13th, 3 for the weekend of the 18th, 19th, 20th, 1 abstention and 1 either. I think that means that we're going with the 11th to 13th. Yes? Okay.
Yes.
So, the next agenda item.
Just make one final comment?
Yes.
Marianne.
Yes, ma'am.
Excuse me. I'd like to assure you all that I'm a certified meeting planner, and I will certainly do everything I can to facilitate this. I would ask that you make yourselves available to me when I'm making the arrangements. And if you have additional numbers that you could furnish me, that I could locate you at, that would be appreciated.
Thank you.
If I may come in, this is Carol Spooner.
Yes.
I'm accustomed to making reservations through cheap tickets, and I'm very willing to do that and submit whatever documentation you need.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So we're all going to pitch in and make this possible, make this happen. So the next agenda item is the executive director.
Who's making arrangements for travel?
Marianne
Dubois. Okay, that's
in
fine.
The office. So everyone should make sure that Marianne knows has the easiest ways to reach you, the quickest ways to reach you, so that all this can be facilitated.
Can we get a hotel site fairly early so we sort of have an idea of where I'm going?
Yes, well, we will do our best to get that done right away. Okay, so the next agenda item is...
Well, what does that mean? I mean, how soon do you think you can get the site identified?
Mr. Lee, we're working Monday, Wednesday through Friday of this week. I'll certainly get started on that Monday, but I can't make any promises.
Have you done anything on it all?
I have done no advance work.
You've answered my question.
Okay,
so let's move this agenda along. The next item is on the executive director issue, and I believe Janice wants to put something forth.
Okay, I have a resolution about the committee to search for the executive director. In Section 3 of the settlement agreement that established this Interim Pacifica National Board, there's a list of hot issues identified for action by this body. Item 4 states new executive director. Therefore, be it resolved that a committee of this Interim Pacifica National Board be created to begin the task of hiring a new executive director for the Pacifica Foundation. The committee shall develop criteria to be used, solicit resumes, establish a process for interviewing candidates for the position, and bring a recommendation to the full Interim Pacifica National Board for the final selection. The committee shall be composed of at least one Interim Pacifica National Board member from each of the 5 listening areas and shall have no more than 7 people on it. The committee shall convene and commence its work immediately. All actions of this committee shall be reported to the full Interim Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
Second the motion.
Janice, could you fax a copy of that to me, please?
And who was that?
This is Marianne Dubois.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who made second?
Carol.
Carol
seconded. Okay. Are there questions about this or comments? We need to have, I'd like to have some discussion.
I'd like to,
about this. Yes, who's that?
Marianne Barry. And
yes.
Right. The resolution that the board be composed of 6 people, 2 from each of the various constituencies on the board.
That the committee, you mean?
Yes.
The committee be made up of 6 people,
right.
2 from each of the 3 constituencies on the board.
I can move that.
Okay.
I second it.
For the record, who seconded it?
Bertram Lee.
Bertram Lee seconded it.
Point of order.
Yes.
There's a motion on the floor, and I don't believe another motion can be put on the floor.
Amendment.
It's an amendment.
That's a friendly amendment.
Can it be a friendly amendment? Did Janice accept?
Sure.
Yeah.
If Janice accepts the friendly amendment.
Can you accept that?
Okay. You're saying, you said six, and you said two from each what?
From each of the three groupings. Two from the lab designees, two from the former minority designees, and two from the former majority designees.
I'm really concerned about each listening area being represented, though, in the selection.
Well, you could get that in that composition. It's very easy. As we decide on who the two would be, it would be very easy to do it geographically to make sure that each area has at least one person on it.
Okay, well, that needs to be part of the friendly amendment.
Okay, I'll do that too. That.
Okay, so it'd be six people selected, as was just clarified, with an eye toward making sure that each of the five listening areas had at least one person.
And each of the constituents are represented.
Yes, right.
Well, this is Carol Spooner. If we're going to do this friendly amendment, I think we would need to ensure that out of, let's see, five stations and six people. Okay.
Yep.
Never mind.
Carol, we could.
It can be done.
Five goes into six.
We can make it seven, really, and just say at least two from each of the constituencies.
Yeah. Who was that, by the way?
Make it seven.
That gives us more flexibility. And at least two from each of the constituencies. That gives us a...
Okay, if we do, why don't we do that? Seven with from each of the constituencies and at least one person from each of the five listening areas.
Right, that's good, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
So that, I believe Janice accepted that as a friendly amendment.
Yeah. Thanks, appreciate
wait a minute,
that.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. Did
yes.
you just...
Please,
did,
please,
did
just you, call me Leslie.
Leslie, this is Teresa. Did
yes.
you just alter the friendly amendment?
Yes.
There was some back and forth here.
To make a friendly amendment, altered it himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so made it seven as opposed
okay.
to six.
Okay,
Janice,
I just wanted to be
okay?
sure. Thank you.
That's fine.
Okay, so does everyone understand the substance of the proposal, as I hear it, is to set up a committee with seven people that would include at least two from each of the three clusters or groupings that make up this board, as well as at least one person from each of the five listening areas, that the committee would begin the task of hiring a new executive director, and that would include the work of developing the criteria to be used, soliciting the resumes, setting up a process to do interviews, and then bringing a recommendation to the full board for final approval. Yes, that's the motion before us.
Point of inquiry.
Yes.
Does Bert Lee have to...
Who is this?
This is James Ferguson. Does Bert Lee have to second the friendly amendment?
No, it's not necessary.
No. The friendly amendment was okayed, accepted by the maker of the full motion, so it gets basically integrated into the full motion.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so are there other comments or questions? Because if there aren't, we could take a vote on adopting this. And then once the vote is done, I think we should designate the members of that committee so there's no...
I'll move the question.
Great. Okay, so I'm going to move to the vote, and again, we'll do a straight roll call.
Leslie?
Yes.
You just asked a question.
Yes.
It may just be something be understood.
As opposed to putting in a motion. With also part of the committee's charge would be to develop a budget for this process, too. Whether or not you're going to hire a search firm, or whether you're going to do this, do that. Do you think these
no, that's seven? A separate motion. That,
okay.
I don't think right. that ought to be included in this.
Okay,
right.
No problem.
Okay.
Leslie.
Yes.
This is Jabari. Is there a time period upon which there should be a minimum time period upon which there would be people who have been put into nomination?
I don't know.
Time period for what?
Janice made the motion. I don't know if she has...
I wonder if... Is it too much to ask that by the time we meet on the 11th that they have some names to present to us? I'm sort of open. I'd like us to...
That's too quick.
Yeah, I would like to... Yeah.
Point of order,
yes.
That's not included in the motion. I think
right.
that the committee can come up with a timetable and some reasonable...
I would second.
In which
call the question.
Yeah.
Okay, that's understood then. Okay, so we're calling the question on the motion as amended. Teresa Allen.
Yes.
Yes. Marion Barry.
Yes.
Pete Bramson.
Yes.
Janice K. Bryant.
Yes.
James Ferguson.
Yes.
David Fertig.
Yes.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
Yes.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
Yes.
Carol Spooner.
Yes.
Jabari Zakia.
Yes.
And myself, Leslie Kagan. Yes, that's full 15 people voting yes, so that obviously carries. What we need to do now, though, is put together this committee, and I assume we can just take volunteers for the committee, and make sure we have a balance.
I have no choice but to be on it.
That's right. David is the only person on the board from Los Angeles.
Okay,
I'm
this is Bert.
I'm sorry, who is that, please?
I'm sorry?
David Furtick.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is Bertram Lee. I would like to also be on the committee.
Okay. This is Carol Spooner, and I would like to
be on. And Barry, I'd like to be on the committee, too.
Okay, one second. Let me get all the names here. So far, we have David Furtick, Bert Lee, Carol Spooner,
Marion Barry.
This is Teresa Allen. I volunteer to be on this committee.
Did you get Marion Barry?
Yes, I got Marion Barry and then Teresa Allen. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so far. Let me see. We need
New York.
We need New York. I will be on this committee.
And this is Ray LaForest. I'm also interested.
Okay.
Where are you from?
New York.
I'm from New York.
So that would be
7.
We need one more.
I got 6.
7.
We got Barry, Furtick, Spooner, Allen, Kagan,
Lee.
LaForest, and Lee. Okay.
Yes.
7.
Say the names again, please.
7.
Wait a minute. Say the names again slowly, please.
Okay. Barry. I'm going to say the name. I'm going to read the names and say what city they're from and also what cluster they come out of. So David Furtick from Los Angeles, from the Southern California listening area, named by the LAB there. Bert Lee from Washington, D.C., from the old board majority. Carol Spooner from Berkeley, from Northern California, from the lab, named by the lab there. Marion Barry, Washington, D.C., named by the old board majority. Teresa Allen, Houston, named by the old board minority. Leslie Kagan from New York, named by the old board minority. And Ray LaForest, also from New York, named by the LAB in New York. I think then we've got all the bases covered.
That is balanced. This is Dave Furtick. That is balanced. There's 3 from the labs and 2 from each of the other constituencies.
Okay. Does that work then? Okay. Hearing no objection, that is the committee. I assume we will first meet by conference call very soon.
Now, who's going to chair this committee?
I was just going to say, we do need someone to chair this committee.
I would nominate Marion Barry to chair the committee.
Is there...
I'd like to make a nomination.
I would like to chair the committee to...
Well, first of all, wait a minute. I just need to find if I get a second to my nomination first.
Second, Ferguson. Second.
Okay.
I would move to table that until the committee first met in order to elect its chair. I think we should, you know, interact.
Well, wait a minute. Does a table doesn't take precedent over a nomination?
Yes, it does.
Who's
going to chair? Who's going to call the first meeting? That's what I'm saying. You've got to have someone. You can't.
And also, the committee itself shouldn't be after that. That's too much pressure on people to try to decide among themselves who's going to chair it.
People outside of the committee nominate someone to chair it?
I just did.
Yes. Okay, I'd like to nominate Ray LaForest to chair the committee.
I'm sorry, who's speaking?
This is Janice Bryant.
Thank you.
I'd like to nominate Ray LaForest.
There are 2 nominations in there, is that correct?
Yes, there are 2 nominations and a suggestion that the committee set a time to have its first...
No, just
meeting.
A moment. Let's deal with the chair.
Okay,
so this is Bert Lee. I say we close the nominations.
Okay.
Point of order.
Okay. There are 2, excuse me, let me just clarify where we are. There are 2 nominations, Marion Barry and Ray LaForest.
Should we have a second for Ray LaForest?
You don't need a second. And there was also a recommendation that the committee, on its first conference call, select its own chair. So those are the 3 things that are on the table right now.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Dave Furtick, as a maker of that suggestion or motion to table, I'll withdraw it. Because I get a clear consensus that it's more practical to go ahead with a chair. Obviously, the committee can do what it's going to do once it's formulated.
Okay. Can we just... yes, Ray, I think...
Yes,
I
declined.
Okay, I'll withdraw that nomination.
Okay.
And I'd like to nominate Teresa Allen.
I think I would decline that.
Oh,
Okay. I think folks, that we should go with the nomination of Marion Barry and take a vote on this. We need to move this along, unless there's any other
nomination. Move it along.
Right.
I call the question. Jane Ferguson.
Okay. Let's take a quick roll call vote on this, as we're doing with everything. Teresa Allen, this is on for the chair of this committee. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Marion Barry?
Marion Barry?
Yes, okay. Pete Bramson?
I'll vote no.
Janice Bryant?
Abstain.
I'm sorry, James Ferguson?
Marion Barry.
David Fertig?
Marion Barry.
Barney Goodman?
Marion Barry.
Dick Gregory?
Marion Barry.
Wendell Johns? Wendell? Hello, Wendell?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you casting a vote on this question of Marion Barry for the chair of the committee? Wendell? I'm not sure if Wendell's here. Okay, let's continue. Ray LaForest?
Marion Barry.
Ed Bertley?
Marion Barry.
Rob Robinson?
Marion Barry.
Carol Spooner?
No.
Jabari Zakiya?
Yes.
And myself, abstaining. So I think we had two abstentions and two no's, if I counted correctly. Wendell, are you there? And Wendell did not cast a vote, so that would be... Hello?
Back in.
Who's that?
Someone's getting a doorbell ringing.
Okay, so that carries. 10 voted for Marion Barry. Marion Barry will be the chair of that committee, and will hopefully convene that committee very quickly so it can get its work up and running. Okay, let's move on then. The next item that we wanted to bring forth was a recommendation on setting up a committee that to address the issues related to WBAI.
This is Bertram Lee. I propose that all other items on the agenda be delayed until the first full face-to-face meeting.
Can we take a quick vote on that?
No, point of order.
Yes,
one of the people who...
hold it just a minute. I made a motion. You can't tell me no.
Point of order.
I'm sorry. Let's just let Carol speak. Carol.
The point of order does take precedence over a motion, and as one of the parties who, by majority of this board, convene this meeting and set the agenda, I think we are compelled to follow through on our agenda. We could, on each item, entertain a motion to table that item if we wanted to.
Carol, there's a motion. A motion would be in order to strike an item on the agenda.
Yes.
Or to table it.
I think.
Yeah, I think that the recommendation that Bert was making was to table this to the first full meeting, right?
Right.
Bert?
That's correct.
Right. So,
WBAI, the resolution on WBAI.
Right. Right. So can we just take a vote on that, on whether or not to table this item, and then if we're not tabling it, then we will hear a proposal for setting up this committee. If we are tabling it, then we will not hear a proposal. We'll take it up at the next meeting. So can we just do a quick roll call vote on whether or not to table this? Okay? Okay, Teresa Allen.
I vote to hear the motion.
Okay, the vote's a yes or no. Yes to table or no, not to table, which means we will hear it now.
No, I do not want to table this.
Okay, Marion Barry.
Yes, table.
Pete Bramson.
No.
Janice Bryant.
Absolutely don't table it.
Okay, James Ferguson.
Yes, table.
David Fertig.
No.
Barney Goodman.
Yes.
Dick Gregory.
Yes.
Wendell Johns.
Yes.
Ray LaForest.
No.
Bert Lee.
Yes.
Rob Robinson.
No.
Carol Spooner.
No.
Jabari Zakiya.
No. Zakiya.
I'm sorry, Zakiya. And myself, no. So that's 1, 2, 3.
9 to 6.
9 to 6.